Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, this is a very interesting little story from the Cairns Post. It's not new, meaning Monday the information came through. Brett Olds shared the news about the eight-storey development out at Palm Cove, etc. But you've really got to, you know, when a community stands together on a matter of principle, I just want to cheer from the rooftops. I just think it's so important that we do that if we all felt strongly about something. And there's another matter too. Sometimes you just have, you know, a single person that says, hang on a minute, hang on a minute, do we really want this? Excuse me, everybody, are we happy to do away with change down at the tip, said Frankie Hogan. Everyone screamed, no, leave change alone. And these little things happen behind closed doors and they quietly slip it over the line. And if we don't all scream from the rooftop, suddenly we've got a lesser existence in our beautiful little town because somebody thought, oh, let's see if we can slip this through without saying attracting too much notice. So good on people that get out there and ring the bell when these things happen. And this is an example of it here. I'll read from the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading, Huge Council Call on Resort. And the next headline reads, we don't want to become a high-rise destination like the Gold Coast, from a resident. Isaac McCarthy writes, the Cairns Council will reject an application for a Palm Cove resort that's been fiercely objected to by the public unless the developers can meet strict planning conditions. On Friday, the council issued Palm Cove Nominees, the company behind the six-storey Cedar Road proposal, with a letter of intention to refuse. Council's Executive Manager Development Planning, Claire Simmons, stated in the letter, the applicant must address non-compliances by providing council with critical information, like a water and sewerage master plan, relevant site drawings and building height annotations. The letter further states the applicant must provide council with its intention prior to December 6, otherwise officers will ultimately recommend to council the application be refused. Cynthia Cole, a Palm Cove real estate agent and 36-year resident, said the council's intentions were very promising. Ms Cole has led objections to the resort development since 2017, when its original proposal included buildings eight stories high. She said she was not anti-development, but this decision was fair to past developers who obeyed the council's planning scheme. Anyway, for a whole lot of people out that way, she's hero material. She's on the line. Yeah, real estate in Palm Cove, local Cynthia Cole. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello, John. Good morning. How are you?
You've been vocal about this matter since when?
Since about 2017, wow, when we first got wind of the eight story.
Exactly. Now, in the early stages, was most people say, oh, no, it'll never happen, I presume, and didn't want to get mobilised too easily. But by the time this became front and centre, my God, you had an army behind you.
We did. We needed it, John, because, you know, as you know, that the objection period is only a short 21 days, and you really got to pull your finger out in that time.
Yeah. How did you get the word out?
Well, just through the community, really, friends and family first, and then they, you know, mobilised their little armies. So we had a lot of little armies happening. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just word of mouth initially. And then, of course, the critical thing was the market, which actually fell on the during the time of the objection, which gave us a great opportunity as well.
Did you set up a store, like a tent, for people to come along and sign?
Yeah, we had two different places, one outside Melaleuca Resort. They were very kind to let us use their driveway, and then also Pepper's Beach Club.
Do you know, actually, I think some of the resorts had a little signature pad on the front desk as well, didn't they?
They did, indeed. We actually also had a lot of stuff printed and left it at each establishment and and guests, anyone, residents coming into those establishments would sign the petition, the objection.
Do you know, I sometimes think when people like you have success like this, you need to actually publish like a how-to booklet.
Well, we've done it before, you see, but the first time was a little bit hair-raising. But, yes, there was a lot of trips to Officeworks.
What do you mean the other one was a little hair-raising? This was more than a little hair-raising, I thought.
Oh, yes, it was. It was very stressful, to say the least. But we got to base one at the minute with the decision of their council's intention to refuse.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. But, yes, I had a lot of help, John.
Yeah, well, tell us about that help, because this is so important. I was just talking about Frankie Hogan. I mean, when she said, no, hang on a minute, the people down at the tip, they're not accepting change. Who said? And that started the ball rolling, and then they had people packed into the council chambers for a meeting, and they won. Why? Because the power of one. One person said, hang on a minute, did they come to us and ask us what we thought? And this happens so often with political representation. Something gets just rolled out quietly and suddenly it's reality and everyone just gives up. People like you, thank God, don't give up.
Well, we don't give up. No, we can't afford to give up because we want to have Palm Cove stay as it is for future generations. It's not just for me now. It's I am being selfish because I want it to stay like it is, but for future generations, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Now, where do we go from here? Because this isn't quite at an end yet. What's the procedure from here on in?
Well, I understand that the developer will have the right to address their council's critical concerns. And hopefully, you know, well, they have been asked for those critical concerns. I think during the eight-story, and now again for the six-story. Mm. Now we're going back to 2017, John. And when council issued them those concerns, that would probably have been 2018.
There you go. It's still a way to go, but anyway, this is all very encouraging so far.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're hoping that, we're not anti-development, John. The height level is four levels.
Yeah. There's another alternative. It could just go to housing, couldn't it?
They actually have an approval in place for stage two. Mm. There is a building going on. The residential site in stage one has begun.
Yes.
There are two houses on the site at the minute, but there is stage two with another, I think, 17 or 18 blocks as well. Mm. So they already have that approval, but this is a side thing that they want to have the six-story.
Mm. Do you know, thank God we've got people like you who are prepared to tilt at windmills. And there was another recent one too, Shay Agar. I don't know if you know that story, but she actually took on the Environment Department and won. Nobody beats the Environment Department, and she was one. It was power of one again. And I think we all have to celebrate that from time to time. Departments can be bullies. You know, I mean, governments can be bullies, not just individual members, and we've really got to get together like you've shown. And the power you have when you bring a community together is insuperable.
Well, the thing is, when the community feels the same way, you have an opinion, and then you discover that so many other people share your opinion.
Yes.
That's where it comes in, that's where the work begins.
Yeah. Anyway,
strength in numbers.
It's exactly. Look, it's too early to celebrate, I know. I just wanted to get it out there, what you've done, what you've achieved so far, and as a group, as a community, how much more we can achieve if we stick together on these matters. We'll stay in touch, Cynthia, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big thank you to Brett Oles. He's always had the support. He's always been there for us.
Mm.
And everyone. I can't name so many people that helped us, all our little armies. all over the northern beaches. And Warren from Clifton Beach, being he's been with me, Warren Herkes, and I have been at it since 2017 with the eighth story.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Brett Olds has got that shyness beat, don't you? He's coming out of his shell.
Yes. Well, he's got a few things that we have to push him through. But we also have to thank the local free to air Channel 7 for exposing us to our flight.
Yes.
And of course, John, last but not least, yourself, for your support in highlighting it on your program.
That's very kind of you, Cynthia. Very, very kind indeed.
I'm not going to do that because you interviewed me during the process, after the process, and now, and I expect this won't, hopefully this won't
be the last.
I'm hoping it'll be the last, which will mean that they would withdraw the sixth level. But who knows, John, yes. But we have got to base one.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll certainly be talking again. Congratulations, Cynthia. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much for all your support and everyone out there.
Yes, hundreds if not thousands. Cynthia Cole, Real Estate in Palm Cove Local.